الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we heard two qirats, one from Qari Muhammad Goga. MashaAllah, he read Surah Ar-Rahman. And we know Surah Ar-Rahman, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, is reminding us of his recurring bounties and favors. And therefore, Almighty Allah ask us, the human being and jinn, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. If we just look from head to toe, the eyes, the ears, the tongue, everything which Almighty Allah has blessed us with, what can we say? We have to say, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُم مِّن بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. When Almighty Allah produced you, O human being, you are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. You knew absolutely nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Allah Jalla Wala blessed you with the faculty of hearing, seeing, thinking. Allah gave us everything. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you are grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Once a person in Makkah Mukarrama is performing tawaf, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu himself was a genius. He overheard that person reciting a dua, Allahumma ij'alni min qaleel, Allahumma ij'alni min qaleel, Ya Allah, make me from the few people. A genius like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu could not understand the meaning of that dua. After that person finished his tawaf, Sayyidina Umar summoned him. Brother, I overheard you reciting this dua. What are you referring to? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِ الشَّكُورِ. And there are very, very few of my servants who are very, very grateful. You know our Maimans, you will see some of them got the surname Sakur. When they left Porbandar and India, they left all the dots there. So Shakur became Sakur. The actual name is Shakur, but it became Sakur. So remember, the actual surname is supposed to be Shakur. Meaning we are very grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah. So it's a beautiful name to keep. Nevertheless, so Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu smiled, he said through. Very powerful dua you begging Almighty Allah. Jalla wala right here by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So we should be grateful, thankful, mashallah. Qari Sahib came all the way, rendered the qirat, he's gone back to his classes. Allah Jalla wala preserve them, they can serve the Ummah more and more. After that, mashallah, our Qari Sahib from Comoros, I heard of him now that he read from Surah Naba. Mashallah, brothers, we should know the meanings of these surahs. Naba means khabarun azim, some important information and wonderful rendition. In this continent of ours, brothers, me and you, Ramadan Mubarak is coming just now, 2 months and few days. So we will read Quran Sharif. قرآن شریف کو ختم کرنا مقصود نہیں، اپنی زندگی کو قرآن شریف میں ختم کرنا مقصود ہے. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim is to finish our life in the khidmat of the Quran Sharif, in the khidmat of the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this continent of ours, brothers, an incident took place which Almighty Allah refers to in the noble Quran. Each one of us should reflect, all you listeners of the various radio stations, let us reflect, wonder, ponder over this. It is Habasha, it is Ethiopia. Najashi, Negus is there. He's a just ruler but not Muslim. And the Quraysh have come and they said that these people ran away from Makkah and we want you must return them. But he was a very fair, just ruler. So he asked Ja'far radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh's brother, recite some Quran. So what is your message? So he read Surah Maryam. Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha's name is mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran. Her honorable name is such, an entire surah, chapter 19, is dedicated to her. Now listen what happens. He, Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala, who recites the Quran in Africa, in Ethiopia, in Habasha, and thereafter, these people who are not Muslim as yet, they are listening and see what Almighty Allah states. Right in the beginning of the seventh juz, the seventh para, Almighty Allah describes, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. That when they heard what was revealed to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the tears were rolling down. They and then, Najashi, we can say radiallahu an. What, we got another problem with the mic. Reinforcement. Sajda, so. This must stay?
Yeah, should stay.
That's okay? Okay, for the listeners, you don't know what's happening. They just brought one big mic here. I don't know, maybe the ladies complained. You know, ladies, they complain a lot, you understand? So, mashallah. One day, the husband... The wife was sick, but she could understand Arabic. So she told her husband, read some Quranic verses, like I was reading now. So the husband was another champion. So he said, darling, very good, I'll read for you some verses. She said she's sick, and now told her husband, read some verses. So he read, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. That, oh husband, you can take two wives, three wives, four wives. She jumped up straight. She said, I'm very well now. Alhamdulillah. Ladies, you can't beat them. So maybe they complain, I don't know. So they brought some reinforcements for us. We go back to Habasha, to Ethiopia. And subhanallah, Ja'far radiallahu anhu is reading Quran Sharif. Najashi and his ministers and entourage are listening. See the impact the Quran Sharif had on them. Me and you, we born Muslim, majority of us, not one day we read Quran Sharif and the tears were flowing. What's wrong with us, brothers? وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ. When they heard what was revealed to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you saw the tears rolling down. There and then they embraced Iman and Islam. How Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appreciated it. Remember, in the 10th year, some ulama wrote 9, some ulama wrote 10th. He passed away, Najashi passes away here in Habasha. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembers his ihsan, his favor on the sahaba and beloved students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam is in Madinah Munawwara and said, come, we go outside, out of Masjid Nabawi. You sahaba, make the safs and the rows. We reading Salatul Janaza alal Ghaib. In absentia, we will read the Salatul Janaza. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Munawwara. The Mubarak blessed body of Najashi in Habasha. And there Nabi alayhi salatu salam performed the Salatul Janaza because he gave refuge and he gave sanctuary to these Sahaba, Ja'far radiallahu anhu and others. So imagine. Therefore the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis from the four schools, they say you can read and perform Salatul Janaza al-Ghaib even if the Mayyit is not there in some other country and so forth. Hanafis and Malikis don't allow, but the Shafi'is and Hanbalis, they allow. That's academic discussion. So this is introduction for tonight's talk, my brothers. Each one of us from now, right till Ramadan, we got enough time. Why wait for Ramadan? Fasting is a duty, and the beauty of Ramadan is Tilawatul Quran. But my brothers, what guarantee we got? We will see this year Ramadan, we make dua. But remember, we should be reading and starting daily. We read the Quran Sharif. So before Ramadan, at least we may make one khatam, and then inshallah in Ramadan we can make much more. You ask Al Imam Al Shafi'i rahimahullah, O Muhammad bin Idris Al Shafi'i, you are the lover of Quran. 7 years old, he by heart had memorized the whole Quran Sharif. At the age of 10, he by heart had all Muwatta Imam Malik. His ustad was Imam Malik. Imam Malik wrote a book on Hadith Muwatta Malik. He memorized it at the age of 10, all Hadith Kitab. And we ask Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, when I say we ask him, meaning we go to his students and his books. So in there it's mentioned, when Ramadan came, Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, one Ramadan. One single Ramadan, he would make 61 khatam of the Noble Quran. One Ramadan, 30 days in Ramadan, every day while fasting, one khatam. Every night of Ramadan, one khatam of entire Quran Sharif. And on the Imam's Musalla Taraweeh, one khatam. 61 khatam, my brothers. We don't make 61 khatam in our life also. The whole month of Ramadan, fasting is a beauty, fasting is a duty, and Tilawatul Quran is a beauty. So these are our qurra, our huffaz. We need to appreciate them, brothers. My topic for tonight is something different. Our doctor sahab here, mashallah, he came with us for umrah. From that time, he's still making khidmat for us, mashallah. Then after hajj, not umrah, hajj, mashallah. Then after hajj, I told him, doc, you coming? He said, where? I told him, we go Medina. He said, we can go. I said, jump in the taxi, he's going. He said, jumped in. Then I asked him, doc, now we're going to Medina. We spend the night there also. MashaAllah, we spend the night there in Medina after Hajj. Then I told him, now we're going back, we fasten the haram. So I got one friend in Badr. So we'll go to him also. So MashaAllah, he asked me, how's doctor? I said, doctor is very good. You see, he got one wife or two wives. I said, no, still one wife. So MashaAllah. My topic today is, mashallah, first time I think I'm coming. I see some faces I know here. My brother Abu Bakr Dokrat, mashallah, Allah give his father Jannatul Firdaus, his dada, his brother, all of them. And I see some other brothers, Ibrahim Day and all the others. Allah ta'ala reward all of you. Irshad, mashallah. My brothers, sisters in Islam, my topic for tonight is Ahammiyatul Masajid Fil Alam. The importance of a masjid in this whole world. In my travels, what we saw, what we observed, what we read, we are here. How old is this masjid? 3 months? 3-4 months, shalom. Somebody will say 3 months, 4 months. We just make 3-4 months, fine. So mashallah, we can see everything is shining. Yeah, where I stay, you know, I see everything is noor. The number plates are all noor. The masjid got noor, you know, Umslanga. You see the number plates also. Yeah, also a lot of noor I see, mashallah, new masjid. Let's start. Lot of things will be very, very new for you. The first time in your life you will hear these things. So listen attentively, all the listeners as well. The first masjid on the face of this earth is the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. Built by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, when it fell into ruins, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala instructed Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, you build this Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, and thereafter that you make the dua and so forth. So Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, his beloved son, وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. So they built the Baytullah. After building the Baytullah, lo and behold, then they went around the Baytullah 7 times. Father and son, to see there's no defect in the structure of the Baytullah. Allah Jalla Wala loved it and said, O Ummah of Nabi Ibrahim and subsequent nations, when you come to the Baytullah, you must go 7 times around the Baytullah. 7 ashwat, sabah to ashwat equals 1 tawaf. The non-Muslims, they contact us on air, they say, why you Muslims go round and round and so forth? So I answered him, he's not Muslim. So we told him that he saw it on TV, for example. I said, my brother, Mr. Tom, Dick and Harry, Mr. Tom, Dick and Mary, whoever. So we see that when your clothes are dirty, then you place them in the washing machine and it goes round and round. It comes out nice, white and clean. So the Muslim, he goes round and round. Subhanallah, he's cleansed from his sins. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi. Man tafa bil bayti 50 marra kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummu. Whosoever makes tawaf 50 times 50. So 50 times 7, so you must remember 350. So 350 times you go around the Baytullah, so in that way you'll be cleansed, purified of your sins. So those going for Umrah in March, April, May, whenever Ramadan, have the target in front of you, inshallah. Secondly, what is inside the Kaaba Musharrafa? When you enter the Baytullah, remember nowadays it's only tiles. Tiles on the ground, tiles on the wall, everything. There are 3 pillars there inside. It's the only place in the world you can read Salat any direction. I can be reading this direction, Dr. Zakaria can be reading this direction, my brother Irshad can be facing this. People just face any direction when you are inside the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. That is the only place in the world you can do that. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Fateh Makkah took place, then the Master alayhi salatu salam took his staff mubarak, his stick mubarak, asa mubarak, the idols that were there, 360, Nabi alayhi salam removed it and said, Ja'a al-haqq wa zahaq al-batil. The truth has come and the batil has fallen down and has perished, as mentioned in the Noble Quran. But see, Tawheed brothers, those of us today who take all these issues very lightly, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. These people, the mushrikeen, polytheists, who were in charge at that time, inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, they made images of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith in Bukhari, did not enter the Baytullah whilst these images were there. Said, remove all this, and then the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam went inside. How light we take it. Today's Ummah, inna lillah, what can I tell you? They'll take Quran Sharif and put on the TV. How we reconcile this? That shaitan, which people are watching, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, watching alcohol and what and what, we took the kalam of Allah and put on the TV. You understand what I'm saying, brothers? Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. No one can be successful, the shair, the poet says, except if we have adab and respect and reverence. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. And no one will be a failure, except he becomes a failure when he shows disrespect and we don't have that reverence and respect. How can a Muslim take Quran Sharif and put on the TV? Say, no, I just put it there for a little while. Think properly what we're doing. Inside the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, let's get the directions right. So where the Hatim is, the semicircle, that is the northern side of the Baytullah, where the Hajar-e Aswad Rukn-e Yamani is, that is the southern side, and where the Golden Door is, that is the eastern side, and then on the other side, that is the western side. So the Quraysh, what they did was, they raised the floor. So they will allow only those people who they want to enter the Kaaba Musharrafa. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's desire was there should be two doors, and both should be ground level. One for Dukhul, one for Khuruj. One for entry, one for exit. When Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhuma, who's buried there in Makkah, in Mu'alla, in the famous graveyard, he's buried there, his mother is buried there. So Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu is that sahabi, wa ma adraakum an Abdullah. Do we know who's Abdullah bin Zubayr? Subhanallah. Learn about the sahaba, brother. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is that sahabi, awwalu mawludin fil Madina ba'd al-hijrah. The first baby to be born in Madina Munawwara after the Sahaba migrated to Madina Munawwara. His mother is Asma, Sayyidina Abu Bakr's daughter, radiallahu anhu. She lived for 100 years. She's buried there and Abdullah is buried there, radiallahu anhu. And father is Zubayr bin Awwam. The day of happiness in Medina. Today the Muhajireen, the first baby is born. And now they brought Abdullah bin Zubayr to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara. What did the master do, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Open Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, and he inserted it in the mouth of Abdullah bin Zubayr. Abdullah bin Zubayr sahabi, his mother, father sahabi, his grandparents sahabi. No person in the world has this distinction that Abdullah bin Zubayr. He's sahabi, his parents are sahabi, his grandparents are sahabi. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the dates, chewed it and made the tahniq. So the first liquid to go into the mouth of Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu was the saliva mubarak of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first solid to go into his mouth was the day chewed by none other than Habib rahmatul alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are sahaba. So anyway, Abdullah bin Zubayr, when he was in power of Hijaz, Makkah, Medina, Taif, Jeddah, so he rebuilt the Kaaba. And today also, when you look at the configuration of the Baabak of the Kaaba from the western side, you will see that all the blocks are not aligned. So one, two are up and one, two are down, lower. That is where he had the door. So Abdullah bin Zubayr, one was for dukhul, for entering, and one was for khuruj. Now on the occasion of Fateh Makkah, what takes place? وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African Muazzin, the Wazir Malihi, the Minister of Finance of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go to Babu Saghir in Damascus, Dimashq. Allah's Qudrat, Qudrat ka karishma hai. Two Muazzins of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid Nabawi, Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, who was blind. Abasa wa tawalla anja'ahu al-a'ma refers to him. He was blind. Both Muazzin in Masjid Nabawi, both buried in Babu Saghir in Dimashq, in Damascus. So when I went there, two, three times we went. So we go to the grave Mubarak of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu. We go to the grave Mubarak of Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, the blind Sahabi. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell Bilal, because that Bilal, today, if you ask the Muslim, South Africa, 10,000 gone for Umrah, 20,000, 30,000, Hajj time 3,000, 4,000, whatever. So brothers, we must remember, if you ask the Muslim today, where Sayyidina Bilal was tortured, there in the desert of Makkah, who knows all this? People are interested, the woman, where's the latest mall? There are the youngsters, you see, where's the latest chow places? I'm hungry, but the chow, you see. Who's interested in it? Next time you go Muslim, through Muslim, then ask the old taxi driver, the youngsters also, they're not interested in it. Go ask the old taxi driver, take me to Batha Quraysh. Remember the name. Tell him to take you to Batha Quraysh. So when he'll take you there, now you will see he's developed that area. So once we stayed there also, because you know sometime we have to stay far. So you must remember that Batha Quraysh, in that area, he, Sayyidina Bilal, was tortured. But you say, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam never forgets his sacrifice. Today, Bilal, we're going to give you a favor, a bounty. Allah will elevate you. No person in the world will have this honor. This honor belongs to you, O African Muazzin. This honor belongs to you, O Bilal, Minister of Finance. Anfiq ya Bilal, wa la takhsha min zil arshi iqlal. Open Shama'il Tirmidhi. Spend, O Bilal, from the public treasury. Do not fear that Allah's arsh, Allah's treasures will get decreased and diminished. No. Allah ki khazana mein koi kami nahi. So that Bilal radiallahu anhu enters with the Master alayhi salam. O Bilal, you climb on top of the Baytullah, Zuhur time, Fateh Makkah, and you render the adhan from there. These Arabs, fair in complexion, could not believe yesterday's slave. We tortured and persecuted him, and today he's right on top of the Kaaba rendering azan. That is what to izzu man tasha, what to dhillu man tasha. So when you enter the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, you enter from the eastern side, you can read Salat anywhere. So if you go to the corner, now I'm speaking of the corner of the Baytullah, the eastern side and the northern side, eastern, northern corner. So there are steps. If you look from right on top, bird's eye view. So remember, you will see like a block on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa. People who don't know, people just make stories. So one brother said there's an air condition. There's no air condition inside the Kaaba. There's no lights inside the Kaaba. Nothing like that. So you must remember that is the trap door. So on the 9th of Zilhijjah, that steps is used. They go on the steps up, and then they open the trap door and they go on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa, and they have 5 pieces of the kiswa of the ghilaf. It cost them 20 million Saudi riyals. And when we are going from Mina to Arafat after Ishraq, the team comes in and subhanallah, they place the ghilaf, the kiswa, 4 for each wall and the 5th one for the door of the Kaaba Musharrafa. So that's how they use the steps on the eastern, northern wall at the corner. So they climb up and you'll find the whole team there. So on the 9th of Zilhijjah, Yom Arafah, that is what happens there. Miracle. Oh Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for you Durbanites is easy to remember. Where are you going tomorrow? Say, I'm going fishing. So what are you going to do? I'm going to catch the sardines. So listen to what sardine mean. Not your sardine, Islam sardine. In Islam, in Makkah Mukarrama, people who are in charge of the Zamzam, they were called Siqaya. Siqaya means water. Even now, you look at all the canes they have there, so you will see Suqya Zamzam. So, Aja'altum Siqayat al-Hajj, Quran says. So, this was the portfolio. So, the Sahaba were in charge, some of them. Your portfolio is Siqaya. You in charge. Give all the Hajis and Mu'tamirin and Zahirin. Give them Zamzam water. What's the meaning of Zamzam? Al-Ma'ul Kaseer, abundant water. Not stop that you learned. That people picked up the meaning. So it means Al-Ma'ul Kaseer. Then you have Rifada. Rifada is, not nowadays we stay here and there. Rifada is to honor all the Hujjaj who is to come. And is to give them food free of charge. These are the guests of Rahman, Duyufur Rahman. So hamare liye to ba'is-e masarrat hai, ba'is-e khushi hai. These are the guests of Allah, let us feed them. So subhanallah, that is rifada, feeding the hujjaj. Third one, sidana, the person who's got the key for the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So what you call him? You call him Sa'din. What you call him? Sa'din. Sin, Alif, Dal, Noon. So the person who had the key was non-Muslim. Is Fateh Makkah, this is the key of the Kaaba, for example, is non-Muslim. Sahaba went and they took the key away. Hey, you non-Muslim, you. Allah Jalla Wala revealed this verse on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وَهُوَ فِي جَوْفِ الْكَعْبَةِ The Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is inside the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا Allah is commanding you Muslims, give back the key to the rightful owners. Subhanallah, but a non-Muslim. Give the key to them. That person couldn't believe. You give the key to me? Best thing, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad abduhu wa rasuluh. Thousands of them, Quran-based testimony. يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا Forge dar forge, Islam mein dakhil ho gaya. Troops and troops, forge army. So in their droves they came into the fold of Islam. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sha'abi family, for you the skis, 80 of the Hijrah, we in 1440, what is your match telling you? 1432 years, the keys of the Baytullah is still in that family. Khalidatan talidatan. No one will take the key from them, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Illa zalim. So every ruler that comes, they fear. Nay, we better leave it in that family there. And that is how the keys remain by them. So when you look at the Kaaba, make dua, brothers. That, Ya Allah, Allahumma adkhilna fi jawfil Kaaba. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, our honorable mother, she requested the master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to read salat inside the Kaaba. What did the master say? So to set the precedent for the ladies, because if you go inside the Kaaba, believe you me, there's no place there. It's packed. So, you know, and the place is not so big. But Allah's help, Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, 2011, I went inside. They give you a card. In there is written khamsa daqa'iq, 5 minutes. Now you can go in the Baytullah for 5 minutes. So anyway, that night we cried to Allah, Ya Allah, make it such that, you know, we can go inside with afiyat izzat. So we went inside. First of Sha'aban, it was. And it was 2011 Saturday. So I made intention, read the whole Quran like, not the night before, and left the last 10 surahs. So lo and behold, when I went inside, the one sheikh was very good to me. He told me, see, inside we got police. So if you're going to make salam and make dua like that, the police will say, Aji, 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 move it up, mashi, mashi. So all your duas you want to make, make in sajda. Nobody will trouble you. So mashallah, we went inside, with Allah's help. I finished the Quran Sharif facing the eastern wall. I just went inside, they go meet the Shaiba family, Shaiba. I said, I'll meet him afterwards. Let me just get in, get place. So alhamdulillah, we read 2 rakat salat, lengthy sajda. That took 15 minutes. I made salam and looked at the northern side facing the Hatim. I see nobody. I just went to make 2 rakats there. So there also another 10 minutes. Then I was going to the other wall, western, the police caught me. He said, Aji, there's a door there, outside. So you must remember. You see? So we say, Allah. So still when I look at Baytullah, I say, Ya Allah, you took us 2 walls, take us the other 2 walls. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ For Allah is not difficult. So when you look at the Baytullah, my brothers, then beg Almighty Allah. We're making tawaf. Ya Allah, andar bhi poncha de. Allah makes everything possible. So that is inside, my brothers. On top, I didn't see anything out of respect and all that. So what I saw, I explained to you. Masjid Nabawi. We go to Masjid Nabawi. So outside we stand, our back is facing the Qibla. We're standing in front of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're reading and saying with the utmost love and respect and reverence, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Nawwarallahu marqadahu, I saw him myself. What things a man accomplished, subhanallah. He used to, let me give you starting. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, King Faisal, who I saw, he was martyred in the year 75, 74 when we went first time, he came there to perform tawaf and we saw King Faisal. Subhanallah, he had a big beard, you know. And you could see the man, what khidmat he did for deen, subhanallah. Anyway, he's martyred, we call him Malik Faisal al-Shaheed, rahimahullah. In 75 he was martyred. So King Faisal invited Hazrat Shaykh and said, from my side, this is the tasreeh, this is the permission I'm giving you. You come and stay. I know you want Madinah Munawwara, so you stay in Madinah Munawwara. You want to give dars, you want to give lesson, anywhere you can give king. They don't even give that to their own ulama, such permission. But Hazrat Shaykh, they gave him that. I saw Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu outside the masjid. He used to stand and they had a blanket covered. For 2 hours, 2.5 hours, he used to sit outside. The khadims, khuddam, all of them were there. And he used to read salat and salam to the master Habibuna. Me and you, as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, and we run away. And today the police don't allow you also, they make mashi mashi. Every word he used to read for the master. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. He read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddassir. He read the whole surah. Ya ayyuhal muddassir. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya khataman nabiyyin. He read the whole surah Ahzab. Me and you, who will do? That's what Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So my brothers, so we read. Now let's give you a view from outside. What is inside? I haven't been inside. Just now your people ate a lot of masala and all this kind of thing. So you must remember that, or let me take you from inside, it'll be easier. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. It is Monday morning around 10 o'clock or so, 11 o'clock in the Duha. So that means just before Zuhr time, 2 hours or so. Fi Bayt Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, our honorable mother's house, Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha's house. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting there. So the first wall you have is Ghurfa to Aisha, Bayt to Aisha, Hujra Mubarakah, Surah 49, Surah Hujurat. Surah Hujurat refers to the rooms, the apartments of our honorable mothers, the honorable wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is your first wall. You got it? Which year? Chronological order. You should know now. So you must remember this was in the 11th year. There is a person whom we call Umar Thani, the second Umar. And he ruled this Ummah in the year 99 to 101. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. If you go to Syria, so remember Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu anhu warda, Saifullah, is buried there in Hims, in Syria. So next to him, not far from there, Umar bin Abdul Aziz is buried there. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz is Khalifa, is Amirul Mu'mineen. In the year 99, after Hijrah to 101. So what he does? So he builds around the house of Siddiqatu Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha a pentagon. In Arabic we say khumasi. So he builds a structure, 5 walls. Why 5 walls? It must not resemble the Baytullah. It must not be a replica of the Baytullah. So therefore 5 walls. So that happens. So first wall you got is the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Then you got the wall of Umar bin Abdul Aziz, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Rawda Mubarakah, we know the virtue, we know how great, important, a true Muslim will give his life. So you must remember in honor, in defense of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the enemies, they always try some tricks like today also. So you must remember, there is a person in Syria. His name, now understand, his name will feature just now. Nuruddin Zanki. Nuruddin Zanki. Learn all this, brothers, sisters. Nuruddin Zanki, rahimahullah. He is there in Syria. And here, there's two people, they say Buzruk, Buzruk. Sometimes the Buzruk is Bushkruk also, you know. So these two bush crooks, you must remember that they, what they did, you must remember, they came to Medina Munawwara and they made and appeared like the big buzruks. But they had a hidden agenda, ulterior motive, Allah forbid. They wanted to exhume and steal the Mubarak body, jasad athar of the Master alayhi salatu salam. So Nuruddin Zanki sees the Master alayhi salatu salam in his dream and he sees these two people. Nuruddin Zanki wakes up. He takes about 10-12 people with him and they rush. There's no planes and all that like nowadays. From Syria, from Halab, from Damascus, and they come to Medina Munawwara. After 1 week, a few days, they are there. They made a quick mashura what to do. They said, invite all the men of Medina Munawwara. He invited, but these two people who he saw, they were not there. He said, who else is left? They said, there are two people, they don't accept anybody's da'wat. Whole day and night they're making ibadat. And once a day they just go to the qabristan and the graveyard, baqi, and they make dua. He said, call them here. When they called, he saw these were the two culprits, the two shaitans. So the people were amazed. They said, but these are the buzruks. He didn't tell them immediately. He said, where your love? He said, yeah. He said, come take me. When they went to the house, superficially, apparently, everything seemed normal. Then he started moving certain pieces, certain things. Then they found a whole tunnel was being dug, nafaq. And remember, it was coming nearer and nearer to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam Mubarak, Rauza Mubarakah. They confessed and realized time is up, the game is up. They said, who sent you? He said, our government sent us, we are Christians. And this is our mission, and all this was just a game that we had to impress on the Muslims that we are buzruks and all. There and there, then he executed them and is to cry. Oh Muslim, do you know the name Nuruddin Zanki? Is to cry to Allah, Subhanaka ma shakarnaka haqqa shukri. Ya Allah, how can I thank you enough? You chose me. I saw Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. And I came here, subhanallah. What an honor for Nuruddin Zanki. So you have the house of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. You have the Khumasi, you have the Pentagon of Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Thereafter you have Judran, the steel structure. Who put the steel structure? No ruler, no king, nobody can enter. Right round, you must remember Nuruddin Zanki. He put the jidar bil rasas. He put the whole thing with steel structure right round. So no person can enter. 551 years ago, 552 years ago, in Medina Munawwara, the ruler was Sultan Qatibai. The green fence you see now is more than 550 years old. This was placed by Sultan Qatibai. So when people, the presidents, prime ministers go inside, if you enter through Bab-e Jibreel, and then you go there, you will see there's a lock. They open that lock, and then you enter. So they can only come to a certain portion. They can't see no grave, no nothing, remember that. So there's a parda there, everything. And then inside there is the wall of his Nuruddin Zanki, rahimahullah. Inside there is the Khumasi, the Pentagon. Inside there is the house of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. And inside is Mubarak Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you got the understanding now? So that is what happens inside Masjid Nabawi. Nowadays when the guests come and they cordon that area off and they allow people, not me and you, these prime ministers and them, so they allow them to go inside there and they read Salat from there and so forth. So you should know the history of Masjid Nabawi and what happens there and so forth. Always, brothers, we should be making special dua. Ya Allah, let me die in Medina Munawwara. This is the instruction of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the Master alayhi salatu salam said that whosoever of you can pass away in Medina Munawwara, then he will yamut fiha. فَإِنِّي أَشْفَأُ لَكُمْ I will intercede for you. It's authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. We come to Masjid al-Aqsa. What is Masjid al-Aqsa? Masjid al-Aqsa, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a reporter. They asked Nabi alayhi salatu salam, how many years after Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa was Masjid al-Aqsa established, built? He said 40 years, hadith in Bukhari. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam built Masjid al-Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, went to Aqsa, built that. And then in time of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, he reconstructed it. After he rebuilt it, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, his authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai, he made three du'as. What are the three du'as he made? Rabbi habli mulka la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. Oh Allah, grant me such a kingdom that this kingdom will not be given to anybody after me. Innaka antal wahhab. Today people say my business is gone down and so forth. And now the petrol price is gone up and this is gone up and what? Read, O Muslim. Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab. The same Wahhab, the same Allah gave Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam such a kingdom. So why Allah will not give me and you? Allah se mangna hai aur manwana hai. Uwati'u hukmi hukmak. Ya Allah, let me pass a verdict always. It must concur with your judgment, your verdict, Ya Allah. Quran says, wa Dawood wa Sulaiman idh yahkumani fil harth. Incident took place, there's no time. The people went to Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, the father, he passed the verdict. They passed the chamber of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. He said, what verdict? He said, had you come to me, my verdict should be this. Today two muftis, two maulanas give different verdict. The public say they got made these people. They're confusing us and blowing our fuses. What you will say here? Two anbiya, Nabi Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman, same incident gave two different verdicts. Allah says, وَكُلَّنْ آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. We gave both of them abundant knowledge. But see, Allah tells it in favor of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We gave the profound, deeper understanding to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. That is Sulaiman. So when we were in school, they stole all this from us. They said to unravel this knot, you need the wisdom of Solomon. You need the wisdom of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Then for me and you South Africans and others overseas, those of you listening, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam made dua. Man ata hadhal bayt. Who comes to this masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa, la yuridu illa salata fi, with no ulterior motive but to read salat there, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. Your sins will come off you. You'll be so purified and cleansed like the day your biological mother gives birth to you. Make intention, we go for Hajj, go for Umrah, go to Madinah Munawwara. Then we make intention, we go to our first Qibla. My brothers, today, remember, elections are going to take place in Israel, the apartheid regime, and today is fair game for them, free for all for them. They say democracy, democracy for who? For the Zionists, for the Jews, not for the Palestinians. So every day almost you will find that Palestinians are arrested, children are harassed, everybody is harassed. You must remember, apartheid roads they got, separate roads for the Muslims, Palestinians, and separate roads for the Jews. Worse than what we saw and experienced in South Africa. So my message to you, my brothers, is the message of Qa'aqa. 2002. It was that time. 2002, mashallah, we went to Aqsa. And we were now coming back. So you must remember that when we were coming back, what was before that, I think, in the 90s it was. I was still in Newcastle, yes. So remember in the 90s it was, not 2002. 2002 I fastened ihram. So in the 90s it was, maybe 96, 97 or something. So anyway, 16 ulama were invited, we went. And now that we had to come back. Yeah, it was 92, right? We were still under apartheid, right? So 1992 it was. So 16 ulama were invited, we went. And now we had to come back and so forth. So there was a youngster, his father, all of them with us. I am facing Masjid al-Aqsa and his back is facing Aqsa. So I told him, Kaaka, tomorrow we're going to Junubi Africa, you must come. In the morning we'll admit you in the school, in the afternoon madrasa, like the system we went through. So he said, Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa, South Africa. He turned around and pointed to the masjid. 8-year-old boy, my youth, my children, see what the 8-year-old boy said. He said, Sheikh, if I leave Aqsa, who will look after Aqsa? When you look at the flowers of Palestine, you know what they say? Learn these two slogans of the Palestinians. The children and the men say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. It was the 7th year of the Hijrah. The month is Muharram. And the Muslims came from Medina Munawwara. And they decimated, destroyed the Jews in Khaybar. 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu played a great role. Therefore he's called Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. So when our youth go, subhanallah, iman in their hands, and the slogan, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sawfa Yahud. They say, remember Khaybar, O Jews, remember Khaybar, O Zionists, the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come back, and we will take our land, we will liberate it. That is 100%, even they know. Those of you who are ulama, those of you who know how, understand Arabic, a masterpiece is written by one of the Palestinian scholars, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. Read that book and see how Allah will give Palestine back to the Muslims. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. Masterpiece it is. So mashallah, so that all that will come back to us. Second slogan, in this week, if you know what happened. The Muslims were harassed. They want to cut out a portion. The 35 acres, the big wall you see there, if you've been there. The entire 35 acres is part of Masjid al-Aqsa. But what happens? That the structure, Masjid al-Aqsa is in front. Qubbat al-Sakhra, Dome of the Rock, is at the back. The one you see on your videos and your postcards. So the golden dome with Surah Yasin inscribed, built in 72 after Hijrah by Abdul Malik bin Marwan. So they say openly that this Qubbatul Sakhra, they're going to demolish it, abolish it, Allah forbid, and replace it with Haikale Sulaimani. This is the challenge the Ummah has to face. Who is there? So the Palestinians realize the Muslims have deceived us and no one is going to help us. So they come out. And this is what the Palestinian says, O listener of Radio Al-Ansar, and of Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when our Palestinians come, Biddam, birruh, nafdika ya Aqsa, Biddam, birruh, nafdika ya Aqsa, O Aqsa, we will not let you fall. We'll give our blood, we'll give our life, but we will not let Aqsa fall. And they proved it time and time again. This is Muslim history, brothers. Our history is not written in black and white. Our history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and the red blood of our shuhada and our martyrs. These are the children of Aqsa. Who is there? We have let them down. The Ummah have let them down. The Arabs have let them down. So they said, we will take the fight. So understand what is happening in the holy land of Palestine. Today you got this masjid. Which one of you is ready to sit for itikaf this year? Small jihad. You won't see your wife for 10 days. After Eid day you see her, your iman will increase, inshallah. What do you say? Huh? Zur ghibban tazdadu hubban. Absence make the heart grow fonder. You got golden opportunity. So you are in this masjid 3-4 months old. So this masjid got hukuk over you. How many of us read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid in this masjid? So just now, what time Isha? Mona? Yeah. Hapaz-e-jamaat. Right. So we got still 5 minutes. So mashallah, you must remember, each one of you, that after Isha Azan, you read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. This is masjid. MashaAllah, everything is shining. Number two, those of you who live in this area, make intention, I'll be here for i'tikaf. And if I can't make i'tikaf last 10 days, I make intention, nafil i'tikaf. And you don't have to wait for Ramadan. From Isha time today you start. Nawaitul i'tikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. Ya Allah, I make intention of i'tikaf as long as I'm in this masjid. So subhanallah, that is the first favor of Allah. So all of us can do that. Third one, don't wait, my brother. The sheikh must come and clean the masjid. The sheikh must do this, do that. Nay. Almighty Allah told Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, you build this Kaaba Musharrafa and Baytullah. Now what must you do? Father and son, Antahira Baytiya Littaifeen Wal-Aakifeen Wal-Rukai Sujood. That those people who perform tawaf here, those who are making itikaf here, those who are performing salat here, ruku and sajda, you keep the masjid spick and span, clean you must keep it. Allah instructed Anbiya. But today, because we got $1 million, we feel it's below our dignity to clean the masjid. Man akhraja Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man akhraja al-adha min al-masjid, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Whosoever takes out some dirt from the masjid, the house of Allah, Allah will grant you a palace in Jannah. Rawahu ibn Majah, the hadith in Ibn Majah. So everyone, my brothers, who's the one here? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time. If you go to Pakistan, India, they sell topi. You see topi wala. If you sell watch, ghari wala. If you sell socks, moza wala. Musta, three references I give you. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. You left Jummah here, right? No Jummah? No Jummah? Not in Masjid. They run for Masjid. But then it will become Masjid. So before Ramadan it will be Masjid. But you can start Jummah, no problem. You don't have to wait for Masjid to make Jummah. So inshallah, my advice, you make Mashura with a Jamiat and there, but my advice, you start Jummah. Bye. You understood? So for municipality, we'll make all the clearance, but you can start your Jummah, you must remember. You don't need Masjid for Musalla also is fine for Jummah. So anyway, Jummah come, you make Jummah, don't make Jummah, the separate issue. Jummah come, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Friday, you must make tajmir. Take the bakhur, take the loban, and put around the masjid. So one, two of you're living in this area. Abu, where's Abu? I saw him, yeah. My brother Abu Bakr. And where's Ibrahim Day? There's he there, yeah. You youngsters, all my Newcastle connections. So you go live here. You must take all this kind of thing. This is the biggest supermarket you must run. So you must remember this. So you youngsters, where the sheikh? Get all these youngsters involved. So you take Loban, mashallah, and you put in this masjid. You got one reference? Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah wrote in Zadul Ma'ad, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anu appointed Nu'aym al-Mujammir. If you open Hadith Kitab, Bulughul Maram, and that you will find his name there. Nu'aym al-Mujammir, he writes Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah, Sayyidina Umar called him, Nu'aym, you in charge. So he said, fine. For me, it's an honor. Masjid Nabawi, I must put Bakhur Loban. So people kept his name, Nu'aym Loban Wala. Nu'aym al-Mujammir. You see, in Arabic. So Loban Wala. So we need one, two Loban Walas here also. You got it? This is the haq of the masjid. You can't just be beautifying your bedroom and then, darling, see, there's Allah's house also you have to. You understand? No. Third one, brothers, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah wrote in Adabul Masajid, Ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai is zamane mein. We have neglected and abandoned the sunnah today in our masajid. Quickly, I give you one, two incidents in my travels. In Russia, in Moscow, when we went, I landed there Thursday night. Jummah, I went to the masjid, five stories, basement for ladies, ground floor, then three other stories. Jummah time, 20,000 people approximately for Jummah. Inside the masjid, outside the masjid, packed everywhere, police and all that. Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, in the heart of Moscow, from there to the Kremlin and Red Square is just 1 kilo, half kilo, not far, I went all. 250,000 people assemble for Eid Salat. Where we see that in South Africa or the Africa, your first masjid in Africa, you know? Your first masjid in Africa, the first of Ramadan, 20 years after Hijrah, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala who comes and he conquers Egypt. First day of Ramadan, 20 years after the Hijrah, Amirul Mu'mineen is Khalifa Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. 70, 80 Sahaba sat and they said, let's build a masjid. They made Mashura. Tomorrow when you go Cairo, it's not only pyramids and here, go visit Masjid Amr bin As. The first masjid here in Africa, in Egypt and those areas. Subhanallah. See Sahaba, what legacy they left. Then we come South Africa, 1994 election, turn the clock back 200 years before that, 1794. Subhanallah. The man who spent 13 years at Robben Island, Qazi Abdul Salam, Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah, by a heart, by memory, at Robben Island, he wrote the whole Quran Sharif. The first Quran to see the day of light, to see the sunlight in South Africa. Who? Qazi Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah, at Robben Island. The copy is still there in Cape Town. If you go to this masjid near Hilton Hotel, you will forget. I told people, you go Vietnam, you go to Ho Chi Minh, you will forget the masjid's name. Just go to Sheraton. Next to Sheraton is the big masjid there. 1935, they built that masjid. First masjid in Vietnam. Subhanallah. Now I was there recently. So my brothers, you must remember South Africa, 1794, our first masjid. If you enter there, is Masjid Oval is at Boer Kaap in Cape Town. Who was the first Imam? The same person, Imam Twanguru Rahimahullah. But the Muslim, he doesn't know. Muslim know about the shaitans who are stealing money left, right and center. Busasa, uksasa. What you say? Huh? So you must remember this. Our history you forgot? Huh? So brothers, learn all these type of things here. May Almighty Allah make this masjid a beacon of light. We call it masjid inshallah. Allah make it a masjid. And make sure you got all license and permission and everything. Get these big shots involved, they'll get all everything. You know how things work in South Africa now. If you can't do upstairs, you go underneath and just get it done. You understood? So this time. So you must remember these things. You get the masjid done before Ramadan. And some of you, you better sit here for itikaf. Doctor, I think you're the right candidate. You live here. Oh, Azzah. So you must remember you're sit for itikaf. Isn't it good? It will be written in history, subhanallah, the first people to sit in this masjid. We are the duyuf, the mihman of Almighty Allah. Huh? So I got married in 79 on Shawwal. So I told my brothers and they were alive. So I told them, I better sit for itikaf now. Because Shawwal, I'm getting married after marriage, then difficult to sit for itikaf. So you see, so you youngsters, you sit for itikaf, mashallah, in that way there. Allah Ta'ala keep abad all our masajid. Ye Transvaal. Go to Kirk Street Masjid, oldest masjid in Transvaal. Second oldest, the place where I was born, Heidelberg. You come to your Natal, oldest masjid, you, the Javeri family. Go see what Javeri family did. Neither they mix up the name. Javeri, Jauhari. They used to do jewelry business. But they came here, the tajweed wasn't good, they just made Javeri. So Jauhari is all Arab names this. So remember this, so they built the whole Grey Street Masjid, everything. First masjid in whole of Natal. Second masjid, West Street Masjid. So that is why it's called Jumma Masjid also. So anyway, brothers, all our masajid, our forefathers, what were sacrifices they make? Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Allah protect all our masajid, madaris. Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. We make short dua now, then azan will go. We thank all the radio stations. Barakallahu fiqh. Let's make quick dua and then azan. Don't forget to read your 2 rakat, tahiyatul masjid for this masjid. Allah Ta'ala protect it also. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansuril Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansuril mujahideen wal mustadafeen wal mazloomin fi kulli makan. Allahumma alik bil yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al ghasibin. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنه الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيه ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.